We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sip and good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?
Okay, welcome to a special edition of Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. Today, my guest is Kerry Magro, who is also autistic, and he is a motivational speaker.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome, Kerry, to Crazy Fitness Guy's Healthy Living Podcast.
Well, it's an honor to be here speaking with you, Jimmy, and to your viewers, and really excited to be here and to talk a little bit about whatever you want to talk about, honestly.
So what made you want to get into a motivational speaker? How did you start your whole career?
So I went to school at Seton Hall, and growing up with autism, I had extreme key interests. I wanted to be the next Larry Bird, and I wanted to be the sixth member of the Backstreet Boys. So I went to Seton Hall for sport management to pursue a career in the business world. And I, as soon as I graduated, I realized that I had a time and an opportunity to become an autism advocate. And I received a scholarship from a group called the National Speakers Association to pursue a career in public speaking. So I received that about 10 years ago. It allowed me to pay for some of my master's in strategic communications, and here we are today. I've been speaking for just about 10 years now and 3 years full time. So,
geez. Man, I feel like I'm talking to a celebrity. Thanks to our sponsor to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy, and the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to just create your own podcast.
I appreciate that, man. Not so much, though. Thank you, though.
I mean it all in sincere and everything. Do you feel like you ever get nervous of speaking after 900 plus events?
You know, it really depends on what topic that I'm speaking on. I mean, I've spoken mostly about the transition to adulthood for those with autism, relationships for those on the autism spectrum, bullying, because bullying is such a big deal in our school systems. So, I mean, when I know I'm going into a situation where I present at so many different events about the same thing, usually I'm good. It's those curveballs. It's those presentations where you're asked to speak in front of like 5-year-olds about autism, which can be very intimidating, but I've gotten used to it over the years now. So,
just out of curiosity, so I was wondering, what do you struggle on as an autistic person?
I still deal with some sensory challenges, not so much since I was a kid. I deal with like some difficulties with loud noises, some difficulties with unexpected touch. So like, for example, when a girl comes up from behind, who's a friend of mine, comes up and says, "Guess who?" That like bothers me to no end. It's those sensory sensations I can't expect. And I also have some challenges sometimes with friendships and relationships as well.
I know how you mean by sensory issues, because I can listen to like pretty, like, I wouldn't say like shouting music, but I can listen to like, I can rock out the AC/DC on a high volume, and I can listen to like warm scenes and movies and everything. But when people start yelling around me, I'm like, I can't take it. It's something about yelling I can't stand.
Yeah, I definitely feel you there. Yeah. And once I started speaking, you couldn't give me a stop speaking. I was just like a chair box. But sensory challenges were definitely a big challenge of mine.
You mentioned bullying. Have you been bullied before?
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was very extreme. I mean, growing up being...
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Consider the quote-unquote shy kid, quote-unquote kid who was not normal compared to his peers. You know, it made it really, really tough. Bullying was something that I dealt with for most of grammar school, most of middle school, a little bit in high school. But it's today I'd say it's one of the biggest epidemics that are currently impacting our school systems today.
I can relate with you on that, because I got bullied as well when I was growing up. I have a slightly bigger head for my body. So have you ever heard of the Nickelodeon show called Jimmy Neutron?
Yes. The science kid, yeah.
Yeah, the guy with the big head and the hair that I have no idea what the hair was going on with, but they called me Jimmy Neutron. I took offense at that name, but perhaps looking back at it, I probably should have taken it as a compliment, because he was really, really smart.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of the most brilliant people I know are on the autism spectrum. And I do a giant head also, so I can relate.
Bullies are just evil. I think if I ever had a kid, And if I found out he was ever bullying, I think he would probably be grounded for a whole year. Just yeah. Because I wouldn't want, it's kind of like the saying, treat people how you want to be treated.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
Tell me a little bit about your books.
Sure. So I started writing in early 2010, and I knew I wanted to write a book just because I mentor individuals with autism and special needs. And it really, at one point, I realized that I wanted to do something from, you know, I'm a self-advocate. I wanted to do something from a first-person perspective to help educate others on autism. So I wrote a book called Defining Autism from the Heart, which was my first book. It was a book focused on self-advocacy for those with autism. I assumed it would sell maybe like 50 copies. And within 3 days, it became an Amazon bestseller for special need parenting. So it gave me a platform to continue writing books. I wrote a book a year later called Autism and Falling in Love, which focuses on how people with autism can go about getting into relationships for the first time. And by the way, these aren't here. These are simply holding up my laptop, but considering you asked, I figured I'd show you them. And then the final book is actually behind me right here, I Will Light Up Blue, which is a children's book about twins on the autism spectrum to educate kids about those who are on the autism spectrum.
That's cool.
And they're all available on Amazon.
Are there ebooks as well, or?
Yes, all three of them are also available on Kindle version, so anyone can check them out on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Most major distributors sell them currently today.
Figure I had to ask because I know some authors out there. Well, not personally, but I've seen some authors who don't even offer a Kindle version. It's like, what the heck?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I just hope I continue to get the opportunities to write in the future.
I haven't really spoiled my audience for this, but I had some notes just lying around about book ideas, and I've been contemplating, and I've only been saying that. I haven't written much of anything. I mean, I have written stuff on my website, but that doesn't really count. There's always a cutoff limit, but there's never, but I have notes lying around and everything. Just virtual notes, and I'm thinking, hoping one day I can make my own book.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's it was a dream of mine. I know it's a dream for many in our community, such as yourself. So just keep at it, keep writing. That's the most important thing. Just write every day if you can, because it gets you that routine, it gets you that patience to just put your thoughts down on paper. It really helps.
I also noticed that just by writing every single day, it has helped me with my English classes in college.
Nice. Like, where did you go to college?
Right now I'm still in college. Have you ever heard of Montgomery County Community College?
It sounds a little bit familiar.
Near Ambler, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Yeah, there we go. I'm not too far away from you. I'm in Hoboken, New Jersey, but you should check out our scholarship program. For people who are watching this, I have a 501c3 where we've given out 86 scholarships for students with autism to go to college in the past 8 years. So we give it out every spring to high school students who are graduating and going to college in the fall, and also current college students who are going to college in the fall, who all have autism. So you should definitely check it out at kfmmakingadifference.org.
Oh, we'll definitely do. What kind of advice would you give somebody who's getting bullied on either they're autistic or not autistic?
I think the biggest thing is to realize it's not you. So many people, when I was bullied as a kid, would really just be ignorant. They wouldn't understand why I did some of the things I did, why I wasn't talking, why I had like different stims and sensory challenges. So the most important thing is to realize that people who bully simply do it because there's an imbalance of power. They simply want to have power over somebody else. So if you take away that power from them by not responding, by simply just going along, if somebody says, "I hate your face," you could say simply, "Oh, yeah, I don't like my face that much either." It takes away the power from the bullies. And it's something that I continue to constantly tell kids and adults. I mean, just take away the power from the bully, because truly bullying is just an imbalance of power.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny. It just, when you're saying the word power, it kind of sounds like politicians.
Oh God, maybe one day I'll get into politics, but right now, not so much.
I would vote for you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
So I saw some of your videos on your Facebook page, and what do you talk about on your Facebook page? Like, what can, I see that you post a lot of videos.
Sure. So my Facebook page is Carrie's Autism Journey, where one of the things I do on that page is I have a video series called The Special Community, where we interview people impacted by diagnosis. So autism, ADD, ADHD, people who are also impacted by these different diseases. And, you know, we interview them for a few minutes and just give them a platform to spotlight their stories in the hopes of celebrating neurodiversity. So we've highlighted about 130 individuals on our Facebook page, and it's just been really great to see the responses, to see all the positive responses that have been coming along. I also have a supporter group on my Facebook page, Carrie's Autism Journey, called Carrie's Autism Village, where I post exclusive content, not available to the public, where I go in depth about different things such as what helped me growing up with autism, even talking about things like toilet training, picky eating, bullying, and I give all my virtual presentations to my supporters who are part of Carrie's Autism Village on my Facebook page, Carrie's Autism Journey.
Jeez, that's a lot. Don't you ever get tired of it?
No, I mean, you know, it's just great to see all the impact that highlighting neurodiversity has on people, and because it's often not talked about in their mainstream media.
It's so true. I don't think, I definitely don't see it in the media much pretty much not at all. It is all the stabbing and shooting around Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's crazy to, there was a 13-year-old boy who was shot by police who had autism, and even in New Jersey, there was a bullying situation of a young boy whose pants were taken down. I don't know if you saw this story. There was a boy who was in a public park in Fairlawn, New Jersey, and as a prank, somebody videotaped this boy on TikTok, literally taking his pants down, and it was just so horrible. Now the four people who actually did it to the boy with autism are being charged with criminal, I think federal prosecution. So we'll see what happens there. But
geez, this is wrong.
And yeah,
I can't stand people who did kind of all that kind of stuff. And the social media companies, they should really ban that kind of crud on their platform.
I agree. Hopefully soon.
Well, they should. Maybe they'll listen to us on this podcast.
You never know.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
So, do you think there still needs to be more stuff that needs to be addressed for people on the autism spectrum?
Yeah, I mean, adult issues are really important. The popular image of autism still seems to be focused on children. But once kids age out of school, a lot of their services go away. And we still need to do a better job of establishing policies in place in our local and our federal levels that actually focus on supporting people with disabilities who are adults. So I talk a little bit about this on my supporter group, Curious Autism Village. I would love for you to actually, if you'd be willing to potentially become a member of Curious Autism Village as well, because I think it's really important to continue to have these conversations because autism is a lifelong diagnosis.
Yeah, so I'll definitely, I would like to join the village community. Both. It means the same thing. village. I don't know. My brain just. Okay. I had a long day.
I hear it. I have two of those myself.
What do you think? I definitely agree with you on the part about. I feel like that. Autism is basically the kind of just talking like to like the kids growing up with it and just what happens after high school. Like for me after high school, I took 3 years off because I didn't like school in general. And I did these different odd jobs for my parents and then I also did a few other jobs in between, like working at Tony Luke's but then I didn't like that either. And I just didn't want to just go the job route because it's like, it seems like every job that I would like has to have some kind of degree. And I didn't really know what I wanted to get into. I only jumped around four different majors. I agree that they need to talk about like, what happens at the high school? Right after, what colleges can people get into? I also think that they need to talk about like, I think their accommodations in college could be better.
We definitely need to have a larger conversation about reasonable accommodations as well, because I feel like a lot of times college students don't realize services that they can get if they actually go to their disability support services and file for services. I think it's really important to have education about that in high school specifically, so once they get to college, they know what is potentially available for them.
Yeah, they definitely did not go over that in my high school. They just kind of was like, well, you can stay an extra few years. So you're saying I can stay in hell longer? I'm not saying it's all bad, but I didn't like public. I didn't like going to my public school.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So just out of curiosity, how old are you today? If you're a college, how old?
I must be an old fart in college at 26.
Oh, that's not old. Trust me. 32 is old. That is old.
You're not old at all. I'm old.
No worries. So,
yeah. So, I think. I think after this podcast episode, we should have you back on again. So then we can talk a whole boatload of autism.
I would definitely consider that for the future. How many people have you interviewed?
I think you might be the, like 8, maybe 9, 10, I lost count. out of all of them, you're high up on, I don't know how to explain this. Like I said, you're basically the celebrity in the autistic community.
Not at all. Not at all. Trust me. Trust me on that. But great. Awesome. Well, I thank you so much for having me as part of your show. And I know we're going to talk in the future about what we can do to help you as a motivational speaker as well. And we'll do that offline while we're not recording. But I'm really excited to meet you, sir, and to see you're doing a podcast and you're trying to spread some education in your own right as well.
Just out of curiosity, where can people follow you? And you can send me all the links too, so I can put them in the show notes.
Absolutely. So people who are watching, you can follow me on my website at carrymagro.com. I blog there pretty regularly about my journey from nonverbal autism to being a professional speaker. You can also follow me on my Facebook page, Carrie's Autism Journey, Twitter, Instagram, Carrie Magro, in addition to checking out my books on Amazon and my supporter group, Carrie's Autism Village, on my Facebook page, Carrie's Autism Journey.
Jeez. Did we really have to end this episode? I'm talking to, like I said, I think he's literally the celebrity of, I think he's one of my top guests on this podcast. And there's also the author, Luke Murphy, who's high up there as well, both of you guys are, a really big step up for this podcast. My other guests, they're great too, but.
Everyone's great. Leave it at that. Everyone's great.
Yeah, everyone's great, except for me.
Oh, no, you're great too. You're great too.
Well, I hope we can have you back on in the future, because I definitely would like to have some repeats, especially.
Absolutely.
Have a great rest of your day.
Absolutely. Have a great rest of the day, all.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.